All right, so are you ready to dive into something that I think a lot of us find really interesting?
I'm ready.
Okay, cool. So we're going to be talking about blue diamond, dark chocolate, cocoa, dusted almonds. You know those little packs that are kind of like that guilt-free chocolatey crunch? You mentioned wanting to find snacks that satisfy cravings but also fit into your healthy eating goals. These kind of fall into that tempting, better for you category, but are they really all they're cracked up to be?
Good question.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna try to figure out.
Yeah, because there's so much information and like misinformation out there about food these days.
Exactly. And that's kind of why we're doing this whole deep dive.
Yep.
Our source today is an article from Healthy School Vending,
Okay.
which is a company that you guessed it stocks vending machines in schools.
Makes sense.
The catch is they focus on healthier options.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Their blog is full of articles just like this one, breaking down the nutritional nuts and bolts of the snacks that they choose.
Nice.
And this particular article on cocoa-dusted almonds is kind of like a detective story. It's digging into the good, the bad, and the maybe not so bad, but still kind of weird aspects of these treats.
Like putting these almonds under a microscope.
Yeah, exactly. Like uncovering what's really going on beneath that healthy snack label.
It's a good approach.
That's what's so fascinating about it, because you can get so easily swayed by marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this helps us really kind of separate fact from fiction.
I like it.
We've got the nutritional breakdown of these almonds, and we're ready to unpack it all.
Sounds good.
Are you ready to kind of put on your detective hat?
Let's do it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so first things first, let's set the stage.
Yeah.
Each 18-gram pack, clocking in at 100 calories, has about 8 to 9 grams of fat.
Okay.
But before you panic, the article assures us that it's mostly healthy fats,
That's good.
which is good news for your heart. You're also getting 3 to 4 grams of protein, 5 to 6 grams of carbs, 2 of which are fiber, and just 1 to 2 grams of sugar.
That's a pretty good macro breakdown,
Yeah.
especially for people that are trying to, stay satiated. That combo of protein and fiber is really good at making you feel full, so you're not going to be reaching for another snack an hour later.
You mentioned wanting to find snacks that fit into a balanced diet.
Yes.
That 2 grams of fiber, I think, is a real win there,
Yeah.
because it not only helps with digestion, but it can also contribute to that feeling of fullness,
For sure.
which is key for keeping those cravings in check.
Yeah, and we can't forget about those healthy fats.
Yeah.
Almonds are known for their monounsaturated fats,
Right.
which have been shown to have a positive impact on cholesterol levels.
Plus, you're getting a solid dose of vitamin E,
Yes.
about 20 to 25% of your daily needs in just that tiny pack.
Wow.
And we can't forget the small amounts of magnesium, calcium, and iron.
Yeah.
They pack in there too, not bad for a handful of almonds.
Almonds themselves are pretty much a nutritional powerhouse.
Right. So far, so good.
Yeah.
But now let's get to the part that had me raising an eyebrow.
Oh.
The processed additives
Okay.
in that cocoa dusting.
Right.
The article specifically calls out corn maltodextrin and stevia extract,
Okay.
which aren't exactly ingredients you'd find naturally hanging out on an almond tree.
Too very true.
It definitely made me wonder, are these additives really necessary?
Yeah.
And more importantly, what are they doing in my snack?
That's a great question.
Let's start with corn maltodextrin.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I had no idea what that was before reading this article.
I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
It's in a lot of processed foods.
Really?
It's a type of carbohydrate derived from cornstarch, and it's often used as a thickener stabilizer or sweetener.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the article breaks it down,
Okay.
explains that it's made by hydrolyzing cornstarch,
Okay.
essentially breaking it down into smaller molecules.
Interesting.
The result is a white powder that's basically flavorless,
Okay.
but helps with texture and consistency.
So in these almonds, it's probably what helps that cocoa dusting
Yeah.
stick to the
Yeah.
almonds
Right.
and giving it that nice crunch.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what I really wanted to know was how much of this stuff is actually in each pack.
Yeah.
And that's where things get a little tricky.
Okay.
The article points out that food labels aren't required to list the quantities of every single ingredient.
Right, that's the frustrating
You
point.
get the overall nutritional breakdown, but sometimes those specifics are harder to come by.
Totally agree.
Exactly. So the article did some detective work,
Okay.
estimating that there's probably around 1 to 2 grams of corn maltodextrin in each serving.
Okay.
Not a huge amount,
Yeah.
but still, it made me wonder, what's the impact of even that small amount?
That is the question, isn't it? And
Yeah.
that's what we're going to find out because this article does a good job at you know, unpacking that.
Okay, I'm all ears. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of what this corn maltodextrin is all about.
So the article deep dives into it, and it can be a concern for some people.
Okay.
But it highlights that the small amount here, alongside the fiber, likely won't spike your blood sugar.
Oh, that's good.
And while some research links it to gut issues,
yeah,
the dose in these almonds is much lower than in those studies.
Okay, so it sounds like corn maltodextrin isn't exactly a health hero, but probably. It's not public enemy number one either.
Exactly.
At least not in this context.
It's all about context.
Yeah.
And that's what this article does such a good job at doing, is providing that context.
Now, I'm curious about the other additive they call out, stevia extract.
Okay.
Isn't that supposed to be like a natural zero-calorie sweetener?
It is.
Okay.
It's derived from the leaves of the stevia plant,
mm-hmm,
and is intensely sweet, hundreds of times sweeter than sugar.
Oh, wow. So it's being used here to give that chocolatey flavor without adding a ton of sugar or calories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's likely present in very small amounts, somewhere in the range of 20 to 30 milligrams per serving.
Wow, that's tiny.
Yeah.
But again, the label doesn't tell us the exact amount.
Right, because it's not required to be listed in the nutrition facts.
But yes.
Because it's zero calorie.
Okay, so we know it's there, but in minuscule amounts.
Yes.
But even in small doses, could it have any noticeable effects?
That's what we're about to explore.
Okay.
Like with the corn maltodextrin, the article delves into both the potential benefits and concerns surrounding stevia extract.
All right, let's unravel the mystery of stevia extract.
Let's do it.
What does the article reveal about its potential impact?
Well, it starts with blood sugar.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big concern,
yeah,
for a lot of people, especially with sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
Stevia is known for having like no impact on blood sugar.
Okay.
It has a glycemic index of zero.
Wow.
Which means it won't cause those like spikes and crashes,
right,
that you can get with sugar.
That's great news for anyone watching their blood sugar. Especially if they're trying to, you know, avoid those energy dips that can happen after a sugary snack.
For sure. And there's some research that even suggests that stevia might have like a slight positive effect.
Really?
On insulin sensitivity.
Interesting.
But that's still kind of being debated in the scientific community.
So the jury's still out on that one.
Yeah.
But even if it doesn't have that added benefit, it sounds like stevia itself isn't going to like send your blood sugar on a roller coaster ride.
No, not at all.
What about the impact on gut health?
Okay.
I've heard some rumblings about stevia potentially messing with the gut microbiome.
Right.
Does the article address that?
It does. There have been some lab studies that show that high doses of stevia might alter the balance of bacteria in the gut.
Okay.
And it could even have like mild laxative effects.
Oh, that doesn't sound great.
Right. But how much are we talking about here?
Right.
Are these high doses relevant to what's in these almonds?
Yeah. Is this something I should be worried about with just a little pack of these?
The article emphasizes that those studies use doses far higher than what you'd find in these almonds.
Okay.
We're talking hundreds of times higher.
Wow. Okay.
So at 20 to 30 milligrams, it's highly unlikely to cause any noticeable gut disruption.
That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got those 2 grams of fiber from the almonds themselves.
Oh, they too.
Which is actually beneficial for gut health.
Exactly.
So maybe that can help counteract any of the potential negative effects from the stevia.
It's always important to look at the whole picture, you know, the overall dietary context,
yeah,
rather than focusing on a single ingredient.
It's like a team effort.
Right.
The almonds and the stevia working together.
Exactly.
Okay, now, one thing I've heard about stevia is that it can have this weird, bitter aftertaste.
Yes.
Some people just can't stand it.
True.
Does the article talk about that at all?
It does. And you're right. Some people just don't like the taste.
Yeah.
But the article explains that in these almonds, it's blended with sugar and cocoa, which likely masks any of those unpleasant flavors.
That makes sense. It's all about balance.
Exactly. Mm. And speaking of balance, there's another concern that the article addresses.
Okay.
This idea that sweeteners, even natural ones like stevia, can actually trick your brain into craving more sweets.
Yeah, I've heard that theory too.
Right.
Is there any truth to that?
You know, it's a theory that's been floating around.
Yeah.
But the evidence is still pretty mixed.
Okay.
And even if there is some truth to it, the small amount in these almonds is unlikely to have a significant impact.
Right. It's not like we're downing liters of diet soda.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about blood sugar, gut health, taste cravings. What about safety?
Okay.
Is stevia extract something to be concerned about in general?
Good news. The FDA has given purified stevia extract the GRAS designation.
Okay.
Which is generally recognized as safe.
Gotcha.
That means it's been thoroughly vetted.
Okay.
And it's considered safe for consumption.
Good to know.
There were some concerns in the past about crude stevia, but those don't apply to the modern extracts we have today.
Okay. That's reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
But the article does mention that some people might still be hesitant about stevia.
Right.
Because of the processing involved.
Yeah, because the extraction process often involves the use of chemical solvents.
Yeah.
Which could be a turnoff for some people who just prefer to avoid those.
I get that.
Yeah.
It sounds like from a purely safety standpoint, stevia extract in these almonds isn't a huge red flag.
Exactly. And the amount used is well below the FDA's acceptable daily intake.
Okay. So we've thoroughly investigated stevia extract.
We have.
What's the article's final verdict on this natural sweetener?
I think they give it the thumbs up.
Okay.
They call it a guilt-free helper that keeps the sweetness level up without adding calories or causing that blood sugar spike.
Nice.
At such a low dose, it's unlikely to cause any noticeable negative effects.
Unless you're extremely sensitive or just really opposed to any kind of processed ingredient. But for the average person, it sounds like a pretty harmless addition that allows for a tastier, lower sugar snack.
Absolutely. And for people with diabetes.
Right.
Or those watching their sugar intake, it's definitely something to appreciate.
Okay, so we've covered the nutritional breakdown, the good stuff. The not-so-good stuff.
Yes.
And we've done a deep dive on both corn maltodextrin and stevia extract.
We did.
It feels like we've really scrutinized every ingredient on that label.
We have.
But what about the bigger picture?
Right now that we've examined those individual components, I think it's time to address the ultimate question.
Okay.
Are these almonds truly good for you?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I have a feeling the answer is a little more nuanced than a simple yes or no.
You're absolutely right. The article doesn't give a black and white answer because, like with most things in nutrition, it depends on your individual context and priorities.
I'm intrigued. Let's break down those considerations.
Okay.
When would these almonds be a solid choice?
If you're looking for a convenient, portion-controlled snack that's more nutrient-dense than, say, a bag of chips or a candy bar, then these almonds could be a good option, especially if you're trying to satisfy a chocolate craving without derailing your healthy eating efforts.
That aligns perfectly with what you mentioned earlier about wanting to find snacks that satisfy those cravings but still fit into your healthy eating goals.
Exactly. The almonds themselves provide protein, fiber, healthy fats, vitamin E.
Right.
And the cocoa dusting adds that touch of flavor without a ton of added sugar.
But what about situations where these almonds might not be the best choice?
Okay.
Are there any red flags to watch out for?
Well, the article highlights a few scenarios where these almonds might not be the ideal pick.
Okay.
For instance, if you're super strict about avoiding processed ingredients, those additives, even in small amounts, might be a deal breaker.
Right. Like if that's your priority, then maybe these aren't for you.
Yeah. And if you're on a very low calorie diet, those 100 calories per pack might be more than you're willing to budget for a snack.
Makes sense. Or if you need a truly low fat option.
Yeah.
For medical reasons, these probably wouldn't be the best fit either.
Right.
So it seems like it really does boil down to those individual needs and goals.
It does. It really does.
Like you said.
There's no one size fits all.
Okay, so we've explored the pros and cons.
Yes.
It seems like they fall somewhere in that gray area of it depends.
Yeah.
But there's one thing we haven't talked about yet that I found really interesting.
Okay.
The article is a bit skeptical about the whole dark chocolate claim.
Oh, yeah. They definitely don't let that slide.
No, they don't.
They point out that it's not really dark chocolate in the true sense of the word.
Right.
It's more like cocoa powder with added sugar and flavorings.
So not exactly the same as grabbing a bar of like high quality dark chocolate.
Right.
And reaping all those antioxidant benefits.
Exactly. It's important to not be misled by marketing tactics. The real nutritional star here is the almond itself.
Okay. I think we've pretty much dissected every aspect of these cocoa-dusted almonds.
I think so.
We've covered the nutritional breakdown.
Yes.
The potential impacts of those controversial additives.
We did.
And we've even debunked some marketing myths.
Yes.
What's the final takeaway?
Okay.
Are these a snack we should be embracing or avoiding?
Well, I think the article makes a good case for them being a decent choice.
Okay.
Especially compared to many other snack options out there.
Right, because there are definitely some worse things you could be snacking on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're not perfect, but they're not terrible either.
So they offer some nutritional benefits.
Yeah.
They can help satisfy those chocolate cravings
right.
without going completely overboard on sugar and calories.
Exactly.
Which for a lot of us, I think, is a huge plus.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's always important to be aware of what's in your food.
Yeah.
Even if it's marketed as healthy.
Right. Because healthy can be such a loaded term.
It really can. It means different things to different people.
Exactly. Reading labels, understanding ingredients, and considering your own individual needs and goals.
Yes.
Are all crucial steps.
For sure.
In making informed choices.
Absolutely.
About what you eat.
Yes.
Well said.
Thank you.
So knowing what we now know about these almonds,
okay.
How do they fit into your definition of healthy snacking?
That's a great question.
What factors weigh most heavily in your decision?
Yeah.
Is it the protein and fiber content?
Mm-hmm.
The low sugar?
Right.
The presence of those additives?
Yeah.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. And there's no right or wrong answer.
Right.
It's about what matters to you.
I love that. Informed choices.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
It's amazing how much there is to uncover about even a seemingly simple snack like cocoa-dusted almonds.
You never know until you look.
Right.
Knowledge is power, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to our health.
Couldn't agree more. Well, thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, happy snacking.